I have to admit, Paul, I literally know nothing about first aid. I'm the first person to panic in an emergency, but I believe you're going to talk me through the basics of first aid and just show me, you know, what to do in that situation.
I am, yes. The first thing they always do is check for danger, why the casualty is there. So just have a quick look around and see that if there's any danger there. If there's no danger, then the next thing that we do is we look for response and we just gently tap them on the shoulder. And can you hear me? Can you hear me? And we look for response. If we don't get any response, we then put our one hand on the forehead and two fingers on the chin, and we just tip the head back gently, and we look in the mouth to see.
There's like a mannequin in front of us here, which you're demonstrating all
this
on.
Yes.
So this is what we're going to practice on, is it?
We are, yes. We're going to go in that mannequin, yeah. We're going to do some CPR on the mannequin.
Okay, it's very realistic.
Okay, and then when we've done that, what we do is we just, obviously, if we just find the casualty, if something's happened with the casualty and we've seen it happen, then we can go more or less go straight to CPR.
So if we've seen someone collapse or hit by a bus or something.
But we still need to check whether they're breathing.
Okay.
So what we need to do is we need to pull our cheek down by the mouth and look down the chest for 10 seconds. And in that 10 seconds, you'll feel breathing on your cheek if they're breathing, and you'll see the chest and the abdomen rising and falling. If so, if they're breathing, then obviously we put them in recovery position. In this case, the mannequin is not breathing. So because it's an adult, then the first thing we do is we do 30 compressions.
Okay.
And we get the heel of our hand, just the easiest way, right in the middle of the chest with the heel of your hand, and press. And we want to press down at 5 to 6 centimetres, which is the depth of a credit card. And that's what we need to do. And we need to do 30 of these compressions. Okay?
So you've got your hands one on top of each other.
One on top, yeah.
And
so that we can, so we can get about, as I said, about the depth of a credit card. We need to get the blood circulating around the heart and the lungs, you see.
That seems quite like a deep push. I'd be worried about hurting somebody.
Don't worry, because again, we need to get that blood circulating. So don't worry, you won't hurt them. And at the end of the day, even if you did, then whatever we do now it'll heal later on, hopefully, if we can get them to recover.
I suppose a broken rib's worth it if you live to tell the tale.
Exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah. I'd rather be awake with a broken lip than dead with one. Mm-hmm. So, and once we've done 30 of them, we pinch the nose and the head right back, cover the mouth, seal the mouth with our arm out.
Oh gosh, you see the chest rise there and everything.
Two breaths.
Two.
You do two breaths, 30 compressions.
Okay, right.
So would you like to have a go?
I will, I'll have
okay.
a go.
So the heel your hand right in the middle of the chest, the other one on top, lock your arms and press down.
Oh gosh, that's quite a...
It is hard. Well done, kid. Try and get a rhythm.
I feel like I would be worried about doing that to somebody, but you should just
Don't be
go
worrying.
For it.
Just go for it. Just slightly quicker.
What's the idea?
You want about 100 to 120 a minute compressions.
Okay.
That's fine.
Hard work, this.
It's hard work.
So is
that's
it better,
yeah,
the more better. People that know CPR, people can help take
well,
over?
Well, again, yeah, because as you get tired, I come along and say, do you need any help? Mm-hmm. And then I could take over doing it. If they didn't know CPR at all and there was somebody there, you can teach them.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to do the breaths, you can say, I'll do the breaths. You just do the compressions for me. And just say, put the heel of your hand in the middle of the chest and do what you're doing now.
I must say, Paul, that's probably taken us, 5 minutes? And I feel like I've learnt loads anyway because I came into this, you know, not knowing anything at all, no medical background. I've never luckily been in a situation where I've needed to help somebody and give CPR. But I can definitely see how this would benefit, you know, people in schools if they learn this. Because now I feel like if I was to be in an emergency situation, I would know the very basics at least before the paramedics got there.
Yeah.